You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. A lot of Knicks talks after yesterday's hullabaloo, after what I said about Carl Anthony Towns being a loser and a losing player, not a loser in his personal life. You idiots. You know, it was a call to arms from the douchebag army yesterday. It was coming after me. Because, oh, how could you say that about this guy? You never met him. How do you know he's a loser? I'm not talking about him as a man or him as a person. It's just him on the basketball court, which he does a lot of loser things. And the Knicks are out, and the Pacers and the Thunder are going to face off in the NBA Finals that no one's going to pay attention to. And I really think I would be floored if this got a good rating. Floored. And it would mean to me, because we've been talking about the NBA ratings as a whole have been going down. And you had the NBA Cup that Adam Silver is trying to create some regular season buzz. If this NBA Finals outperforms the expectations, I would be absolutely shocked. Because there's we know, sports fans, NBA, people watch the NBA, that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a great player. That he's the MVP. Is anybody who is a casual sports fan putting that on to watch him play for Oklahoma City? No. The answer is no. Tyrese Halliburton. Okay. Fun little story. His dad, whatever else, overrated. Is that a storyline enough to drive the casual sports fan to the NBA Finals? You got to be a hardcore NBA fan to watch this NBA Finals or be a Pacers or Thunder fan. So I think it's going to perform terribly.
Yeah, at least I know that if the Knicks were in the finals, that people would watch hoping that they would lose.
Oh, yes, yeah, absolutely.
Because they hate us as a fan base.
Hate watch. I've hate watch stuff.
Yeah, they hate us as a fan base.
Yeah, that doesn't count, though. I was just about to say, though, I put in the worst rated NBA finals, and it was the bubble finals, which doesn't count. So the previous lowest rated game before the bubble finals was game two of the 2003 series between the Spurs and the Nets. Yeah.
Ooh.
That had a 5.2 rating, 8 million viewers. Could this one be worse?
I would think that it would be. Although ESPN's going to be pushing this thing. You know that.
Well, okay. I mean, they pushed the TGL, too.
Well, I mean, they're going to promote the hell out of this.
Yeah. I'm trying to see the difference in the conference championships. So, the conference finals have presented one very good rating story and one significantly worse one. On the positive front, the Knicks and the Pacers has been excellent for the league through five games. This is obviously a couple days ago. 7.1 million viewers across TNT and True TV. That's the best since the Hawks and the Cavs in 2015, which was LeBron.
Right.
All right, the other conference final has been a dramatically different story. The first game of Thunder Timberwolves drew the worst numbers for a Western Conference final game one since
2021, a date-shifted 2021 Clippers-Suns clash.
It also could have something to do with the start time versus the East Coast watching.
Yeah, but you're telling me that if the Lakers were in this thing, that they wouldn't be...
I think you'd have the obviously the Los Angeles market, and you'd have all the Los Angeles Laker, sycophants.
Yeah.
Just like you have the Knicks sycophants, you have Lakers sycophants.
Yeah, but the Lakers sycophants, I think, are all over the country. The Knicks are one of those teams that are not a national team, but they have a...
It's a national hate team.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Is what it is.
But their fans aren't everywhere. Like the other national hate teams, like the Cowboys have fans everywhere, but they're a national hate team.
Yeah.
The Knicks are a national hate team, but the fans are just here in New York.
Yeah, but no, but I think like when the Knicks go on the road and they go, to these different cities, there's tons of New Yorkers that live in those cities that have moved out of this.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. Those are New Yorkers. Those are New Yorkers.
Yeah, they moved out of this.
They moved out of here, yeah. But they're still New Yorkers.
Right.
Like you're not like Jerry Recco as a Cowboy fan doesn't exist in the world of the Knicks, meaning that there isn't someone in Oklahoma who's rooting
for
the Knicks.
Well, they haven't been affected by Roger Staubach or Terry Bradshaw.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like in the 70s.
Well, but the Knicks were good in the 70s. But the difference was like...
So were the Celtics and so were the Lakers.
True. But you still didn't have a ton of Knicks fans born out of that. But where you had the 70s when after the merger and the TV stuff with the NFL, those teams that were good in the 70s have fan bases all over the country.
Yes.
And that's how, I had a cousin who became a Vikings fan because of that. I got people, Steelers fans, Cowboys fans, Dolphins fans, and so on and so forth. So but that didn't really happen so much with the Knicks in the 70s, which is fine.
That was back in the day, the Steel Curtain.
Yeah.
The People Eaters, Purple People Eaters. I mean, those were the good names. The no-name defense, the Killer Bees.
You know what's funny is... This is now we're going to, I don't want to do this because then Al's going to, his phones are going to go crazy. But I was watching our guys, Frankie and Trent, do a Breaking 85 video where they're trying to get Trent to break 85. And they just all of a sudden talked about how the athletes today don't have good nicknames like they used to. Like, what's the best nickname that's out there? And they used to name stuff like, the Big Hurt was like such a great nickname for Frank, and that stuff doesn't exist anymore. So they went on and on and on about the great nicknames, but it's true. You don't get great nicknames. You don't even get, like, what was the last nickname of a defense? I guess probably the one in Seattle. What the hell did they call those guys again?
The Legion of Boom. The Legion of Boom. But Legion of Boom. That was just the secondary, though.
Okay, yeah, but I mean,
we had the SWAT team as a secondary.
But we don't even do that anymore. We don't nickname anything anymore. We don't nickname the athletes.
Oh, the Mets always come up with kooky nicknames.
Well, the polar bear's the only one we got.
Yeah, but they come up with other stuff, too.
But I'm telling you, back in the day, like, there was nicknames, man, all the time. Everybody had a nickname. The great players had nicknames. Now, it's, you can't, like, I mean, does Aaron Judge really have a nickname? Does Ohtani have a nickname?
No.
Does Joe Burrow? Joe Cool, maybe?
Joe Cool.
But anyway, the fact that you were bringing that up reminded me, everybody had the no-name defense, the Purple People Eaters, the Steel Curtain, everybody,
On and on. Doomsday.
Doomsday defense, yeah.
On and on and on and on.
It was great, though. I mean, it was perfect. I think that's also, like, the NFL Films angle of that, too, trying to tell a story. That stuff came out of it, and it's just much easier than, I mean, now, I guess, just the way that the world works, where... someone comes up with a good nickname or a good joke or something that's on social media and sick of it 10 minutes later, because everybody said the same thing over and over and over again. All right, let's go to Bill, who's in Rocky Point. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I'm a longtime listener, 35 years. I've never felt the need to call before, but listening to this station's take on Carl Anthony Towns got me all worked up.
Okay.
Calling a guy who gets 14 rebounds in a game six lazy doesn't make any sense, guys. This guy is a beast on the boards. Does he make defensive mistakes? Of course he does. But this guy has been told his whole career, get back, get the board. Now we're getting upset that he's not on the perimeter?
Well, all right, listen, there's so many more things. Yes, he can get a rebound, Bill, but my Lord, I mean, we've gone over it. Where he disappears offensively. He commits bad fouls. Yeah, okay, gets rebounds. He's slow back down the court. For God's sakes, I watched the Pacers get out on a fast break after a made basket.
I also think he's got a knee injury. I wouldn't be surprised. Got maybe some arthritis in one of those knees.
Well, with that, he banged the knee twice.
Hit twice, you know, and he got back up and he played and he was fine. I mean, I just think it's he had a bad game six. I think he's just a very nice guy. That's I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna sit here. I'm not gonna go as far as you went. What you're trying to say is that you're not going to win a championship with him as your lead player because he doesn't do enough on the other end of the court. And I saw it firsthand. We all saw it firsthand. So that's why there will be some tweaks to this lineup. I don't think there's going to be major tweaks. I think they'll come back, and I bet you they probably think that they'll be better with each other next year. And you won't have the growing pains of one Mikal Bridges because, you know, I think he's past that now.
Yeah.
I think Juan Soto's kind of going through that now with a new club. So he's struggling a little bit. But, you know, Mikal Bridges had moments in these playoffs that were great.
Yeah, no, he did. Yeah, I mean, there's other times, too, where I know it drove Tibbs nuts where he would be on the ground and then take forever to get up and get back on defense.
He's a big guy.
No, I know, but it was like he would lay there and then just like lay on his back and then look at the official like blah, 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 blah. And then the play's going down the court and then dunk for Obi Toppin.
Yeah, and that's kind of the lazy way. And I think Rick Carlisle recognized that. And that's the way the Pacers play anyway. But I think Rick Carlisle probably said, guys, pedal to the metal. Every chance you get, let's go. Because they're going to get slow back on defense because they have this big lumbering five that's not going to get back in time.
Let's go to Dan in Philly. What's going on, Dan?
Morning, fellas. How's everyone doing today?
Oh, good, pretty Dan. Good, Dan. Oh, what's happening, brother?
Not a whole lot. Boom, real quick. Congratulations on those babies.
Thank you.
Also, that shirt looks really comfortable, so I'm going to compliment on that. And Gio, the Islanders shirt as well, dude, it's very fly.
Well, thank you, Dan. We try to coordinate and look fly at the same time. We appreciate it.
We're a bunch of fly guys.
You know what it is? It's a great yin and yang, Booms. A good yin and yang.
Yeah. Yin and yang spot.
Gio.
Yeah.
So when I called last week, I was... You sent the douchebag army at me after my call when I said Johnson was inconsistent. And, dude... I almost fell over laughing, trying to get ready for work out the door. I was like, oh, he got me. But now, Gio,
yeah.
Excuse me, sir, seems like you're in a little bit of hot water over here about Carl Anthony Towns.
No, I am. Well, Dan, first of all, wait, hold on. What exactly did you say that I disagreed with on the first phone call? Because I just want to make sure I have my memory correct.
It's fair. I'm not that memorable. Brunson is... not who everybody thinks he is. He's okay. Smoke and mirrors. He's a great player, but he's inconsistent. I think you keep him, but he's not the answer. And then
okay.
That's when you were like, douchebag army attack. And then you hung up.
I don't think I did that, but I did disagree.
Yes,
but yeah,
you did.
I said douchebag army attack, Dan. I don't
know. No. I heard you just talk about douchebag army five minutes ago. But so my point on Brunson. Now is your point on Carl Anthony Towns.
Okay.
Inconsistent.
All right.
He's not the piece. Booms hits on it. Booms wants to say it so bad. He's just a nice guy. Booms wants it. Booms telling you and telling the whole public, this man is a nice guy. He's lumbering. He's nice. Come on, people. You need a dog. You need Mitchell. No, what you need is Mitchell Robinson's energy and attitude in Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah,
Mitchell Robinson's motor is, that man goes.
Yeah, listen, Dan.
Carl Anthony Towns does not.
I agree with that. Now, I think that the difference, too, is I feel like Jalen Brunson has overachieved with the talent that he has, and I feel like Towns is underachieving with the talent that he has, and that's why I can't put those two players in the same category. Plus, I've seen Jalen Brunson in fourth quarters be amazing multiple times, whereas Carl Anthony Towns did it one time in game three of the conference finals and had a good game. Was it game two against the Pistons? I think he had a really good game. But Brunson in fourth quarters and the clutch stats and all of that, that's why... You know, to me, he is far above where Karl-Anthony Towns is in talking about being the reason why they win a championship as opposed to not winning one.
This is a good recovery for you and me. And me and you in our relationship. Booms, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm glad you guys worked that out.
Good for me if we're hashing it.
Yeah, it's all Dan. Good, Dan. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's no hot water. Like, you're the hot water over here. No, in no way is this hot water. It's a sports take, which is it's amazing to me that people get this upset about sports takes. And for those that didn't understand and thought it was a personal shot, it's not. It's a sports take. For God's sakes, you can't get in hot water over a sports take unless you drag in some horrible things about somebody. Which no one's doing, for God's sakes.
Oh, I did say Luca was fat.
You did. Brian in Pennsylvania joins us. What's going on, Brian?
Yeah, guys, good morning. Boomer, good segue there in terms of bringing up Luca, because that's exactly where I want to go here. Obviously, everybody has piled on Luca, saying he's out of shape, even you know, the front office folks, even now J.J. Redick to a degree, and they're not wrong, but the amazing thing to me is nobody has actually said it when it comes to Karl-Anthony Towns, but that's basically, guys, the reason. He's not in shape. Nobody has said it. It's shocking. New York, number one media market in the planet. Everybody, you know, is looking at the Knicks, Karl-Anthony Towns, but yet nobody has actually said the obvious, which is the guy's out of shape. He runs out of steam. He obviously is a guy who's more comfortable in the perimeter, which is fine, right? He's got great touch. He's a good shooter. He's obviously a supremely talented player ever since, you know, he was at Kentucky. But the point is, he's out of shape. So get Karl-Anthony Towns in shape. It's not, you know, he's a nice guy, this, that. Yeah, maybe that's part of it. Maybe you could question his makeup. But the biggest thing is, the elephant in the room is, the guy's out of shape. That's really the bottom line.
Yeah, I don't see it that way, Brian, because he's so big. Like with Luka and his, the questions about him being in shape, it's because
some sloppy ass drunk is.
The questions about him is because, you know, he's handling the ball and he's a scorer and he's going to the basket and he's, you know, it's different with Towns. He's, you know, he's damn near 7 feet and it's just hard for him to move like that. I don't know. I don't see a man who is out of shape. I'm sure that everybody, you know, at that point in the season, is in the best shape they could possibly be in.
You know, I think that Karl-Anthony Towns has got a really good handle. I think he dribbles well. I just think he's just so big and lumbering that he's not even if he lost 10 pounds, it's like throwing a, you know, the deck chair off of the Titanic, right? I mean,
yeah,
he's that big. I mean, and plus with his knees, I don't know how much extra, you know, working out he can do. I don't know how much extra work he can get in. He would have to probably do it in a pool, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing. I mean, you want this guy to not put wear and tear on him in the off season that's unneeded, because someone that big, he's logging minutes. He's been playing in the league now for a decent amount of time. I mean, guys like that don't hold up for very long. So
that's true. That's true. You know, the interesting thing, and I think I heard Evan say this yesterday, when you look at the NBA salary cap, every team is over it, essentially. I don't even know why they even have a salary cap.
You know what they call it? Soft cap.
Soft cap.
That's what they call it.
I mean,
it's a soft cap.
I don't know how these players move around. These cockamamie rules that the CBA creates for these NBA players, that, you know, if you make all NBA, then they can quadruple your salary. And
yeah,
next thing you know, you're at the one apron, then there's a two apron. I think there's three aprons you can actually get through. A
couple aprons, yeah. I mean, I think it's sort of like what the competitive balance tax is in baseball these days, is essentially what the NBA is like. Like, those two things are very similar.
Yeah.
But one they call a cap and the other they call a tax. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I understand all that, but it's so hard to understand. And the fact that you're able to lose, I don't know, you lose players that are playing for you and then other teams can pay them more. I mean, I guess that's all about trying to spread out the talent, but does it really work? You know what the Knicks need? Zion Williamson.
That'll be the guy.
I mean, New Orleans is going to try to dump everybody.
Yeah, I mean, we desperately wanted Zion here, and it would have been, at the time, if they had gotten the number one overall pick, we would have gone crazy. I mean, just the disaster that we avoided with that, humongous,
both on the court and off.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The court.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Let's get right to Jerry and his update and moment of the day. What's going on, Jerry?
All right, so let's get to it. Another night where the Mets open a series where they win as they beat the Dodgers.
1-1 the count. Scott sets, kicks home. Swain, a fly ball hit the opposite way. Chasing Hernandez back. He turns, and it's off the base of the wall. Acuña hits third. He's on his way to the plate. The throw goes into second base, where Francisco Alvarez is there with a sliding double. He gives the Mets a 3-2 lead in the 10th inning.
And that was Pat McCarthy on Mets Odyssey Radio. You would get a attack on hit from Francisco Lindor, and the Mets would go up 4-2 and hold off the Dodgers for a 4-3 win. Lindor also led off the game's second pitch with a home run. Met team, 16 games over 500, 38-22, taking out the, at least in the series opener, the World Series champion Dodgers, manager Carlos Mendoza.
The fight, resilience, the grit, they're grinding, you know. It's a group that continues to fight.
Fight and win. Here was Alvarez on SNY while he's starting to have some offensive success.
I mean, I'm inside the ball, and I hit the, when I'm inside the ball, I can hit the barrel, so I think It's just that, stay inside the ball.
And if he's hitting, this Met lineup will be even better than it can be. Here was Lindor on the home run that opened things up. We know they win every time he hits a home run, which is pretty wild. Here was Lindor.
He's trying to get a good pitch and get on base for the guys. And when they go out, great. When they don't, as long as I'm on base and get something going for the guys and then let the big boys do their thing.
Although he's been one of the big boys doing his thing. Now, I did see, because you have this injury to Mark Vientos, Ronnie Mauricio is being called up and is going to join the team in Los Angeles.
This is what everybody was asking for. And
let's go, baby.
Yeah, I think.
This is where injuries give opportunities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like making a trade at the trade deadline.
Well, right? You can say that, but you know, when you talk about the Yankees, right? So you have the Peraza injury, right?
Right.
Now you have Chisholm coming back.
Who's this? I didn't hear you.
What do you mean you didn't hear me? You heard me.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said Peraza was injured.
Right.
And you have Chisholm coming back.
I'm sorry. Mm. Correct.
Okay.
What did you think you heard?
It was borderline.
It was.
It was not borderline.
It was.
It was definitely borderline. I think you probably said Chisholm, but it was like
I said Chisholm. Chisholm. Mm. I said Chisholm.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
It was just close.
Chisholm, Chisholm, Chisholm. And he's coming back.
Okay.
The point that I'm making is that injuries seem to work themselves out.
There are times, though, because this happened to me a couple of times, where I've heard Chisholm so much that when someone says Chisholm, I think Chisholm.
Now you have Chisholm coming back.
See, borderline. Oh,
that's Chisholm.
Borderline.
That's 100% Chisholm. Chisholm coming back.
Yeah, it's Chisholm.
That one sounded like Chisholm.
Chisholm, yeah.
It is.
All right. I don't think you have to go so sensitive.
If you have the longer one, it sounds more like the other.
Now you have Chisholm coming back.
It's weird. See?
Yeah,
Chisholm coming back.
What is this? This is like when people saw that dress two different colors. Like, what do you see? Gold or blue? What? What do you hear? Chisholm or Jism?
Now you have Chisholm coming back.
I heard Chisholm that time.
Chisholm coming back.
I hear Chisholm. The hell?
You need to enunciate better next time.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I think Jerry's on to something.
Okay.
Here's Paul Blackburn. Who wants to hear from him? Anyhow, they win, so all is good for the Mets. 38-22. Tonight you'll have Tyler McGill making the start, taking on the old vet and Clayton Kershaw on Mets Odyssey Radio at 10. On the Fan, we will have the Yankees and the Guardians. Carlos Rodon, who has really been spectacular this year, 2.60 ERA, 7-3 on the year. He faces Tanner Bibee. Luke Weaver heading to the injured list with the hamstring injury, so that is not good news for the Yankees. A couple more from Russell Wilson on the Carmelo Anthony's at 7 o'clock in Brooklyn podcast. I mentioned how he was talking about Malik Nabers being a major reason why he wanted to come here. Here he is kind of outlining it.
Before I try to make decisions, try to get a clear understanding of who the players are, this and that. And obviously, you see the highlights and everything else, but when you watch every single catch and every single rep and every play, you get to see the kind of player he is, man. He's dynamic. He touches that football.
And I give this guy a lot of credit. He's expecting big things here in his 1 year, however long he turns out to be.
He's always had a positive attitude.
Yes.
When Pete Carroll drafted him, he knew the first day that he walked into the Seattle locker room that was going to be his quarterback. And Pete used to always tell me, he goes, Boomer, this guy is unbelievable how positive he is. He's never going to.
So it's not an act.
No. I mean, like, it may feel that way. It may feel disingenuous, but according to everything that he told me when they drafted him, that it was real, and that he was a great guy, and he was the ultimate team guy. And that's what he sounds like to this day.
Didn't they not like him, though, in Seattle? Like
they hated him at the end. They absolutely hated him.
Well, I think it had to do with the interception at the end of the game against the Patriots.
Well, the contract stuff.
Malcolm Butler, yes.
Yeah, but also that contract negotiation thing. And that defense couldn't stand him. And then when Pete Carroll.
Because he was too perfect, and these guys were different. Like, he was like, to them, he felt like an outsider.
When the Broncos played the Seahawks week one the next year, and Pete Carroll said after the game, he was like, this one meant a lot to the guys. And the reporter said, well, why is that? He goes, I think you can figure it out. And at that point, I was like, woo, okay.
Interesting.
I see what's going on here.
Eagles running back Saquon Barkley, a guest on NFL Network, as he will grace the cover of the Madden video game. So he was, as you can imagine, asked the very obvious question.
The curse. It's the Madden curse. Are you a believer in curses, does that factor into your headspace at all as you get that call and know that your face is going to be on that game?
Nah, I'm a believer in God. That's my mindset, to be completely honest.
So God will lead him.
God will protect
have another
his
wonderful
knees.
Season. Yeah. So good for him. Good luck to him.
There's a big battle in the sky now of John Madden and God. Like that, I'm like a wishbone.
That is probably true. Also from football, devastating news with the entire front office of the New York Dragons resigning. Former GM, I can't say I'm saying this. Former GM Peter Schwartz was a guest on The Fan this morning with Boomer and Gio, and he was asked, was there a sign? What was the first sign that things were starting to look bleak?
When the league missed a deadline to order helmets, we were told that we were going to have to try to borrow helmets from a local high school.
That's a problem.
That is a problem. So how about this? If you Google general managers that have resigned, he's in it.
What?
The AI, you get the former Tigers GM that resigned.
Yeah.
You get the former Hurricanes GM that resigned, and you get Peter Schwartz. I swear to God. You get that Google AI, the Google search that comes up. He's there.
Oh, my goodness. That is amazing. Yeah. Several prominent general managers have recently resigned or been asked to resign for their positions. Camille Ashton, Sam Menzin, Don Waddle, Peter Schwartz.
That's pretty
funny.
It's
a big deal, man. It was got covered locally everywhere. I even heard him talking about it on The Fan. That's how important it was.
How about that?
If I was still running my all-star football game, I could have donated the helmets after the game to the team.
Yes, you could have. How about that? And sticking to the station sort of theme, I know Mike did his whole thing with the
granola bars
last. Well, Mike is taking care of his health, as he told us on his podcast. New lifestyle, and that means a new mic.
I always could do a better job eating. I used to eat late at night and do everything. I did everything wrong. Now it's easier when you don't keep that crazy schedule anymore.
Yeah, and he gave you the ultimate dieting advice.
If you drink water, diet, and walk, and don't eat a lot of stuff or eat late at night, you'll do fine.
There you go.
And don't eat anything. You fast like Gandhi. And it'll be okay. And you walk. You walk around, you drink water, you don't eat anything, and you won't get any weight. But have this granola bar. That is delicious. If you're going to eat something, if you're going to have some little something here, a little something there, it's 130 calories. Berry Blast is the flavor. It's crunchy, drizzly granola bar. And I don't like stuff. I mean, people get on me all the time and say, you don't like stuff. I said, I don't like trying new things. I don't like to try new things. But this is delicious. Okay.
He did not have any reference to seed oils. That did not.
I mean, some people, some cooks out there, they say canola oil is bad for you. I'm not one of those guys. I never got into that. I've drank a glass of canola oil before. I used to do that. Dog and I used to do that before the show, actually. We both used to do that. It was good for you back then. That's what people were doing back in the 90s. You know, it wasn't weird back then, but I'm not a subscriber. That never was.
Everything that he says he doesn't do, it never was. You ever notice that too?
I never liked granola. I never liked it. I never was a fan of granola. Never was. But this is the, just so happens, it's amazing that this so happens that this is my friend, my billionaire friend, came up with this bar, who also hired my son. But I never talk about products on the air. But somehow, I mean, it's amazing. I picked this up, I ate it, and I said, wow, who made this? Oh, my billionaire friend who hired my son. Crazy. Just amazing how the world works. We're back.
I do like the way Marco put this cut in, though, and I left it with the beginning of...
I did everything wrong. I did everything wrong. I even had those two bagels with mayonnaise and bacon that I would eat for lunch in Astoria, and then I'd finish one and leave the other one on the printer. And then at 1:17 after the open, I'd go back to the vending machine and get the big Texas honey bun. Oh, and then I'd eat it back there.
The big Texas honey bun.
And then bring the wrapper back to the newsroom and then throw it in. And then I'd go get the M&Ms about 3:15. After the 3 o'clock segment, I'd stick them in my back pocket so people didn't see I was eating them. But everybody knew. So I did everything wrong. Everything wrong.
With that, I bring you to moment of the day.
Okay.
And this is from early this morning when we were talking about Patriots center David Andrews retiring in his emotional farewell.
All right. I wrote this down, so I'm going to try to get through it. Not the start. All right, here we go. As you can see, there's a lot of emotions.
It's when the voice goes up like that, it's just great. That's a story.
Yeah, he had a tough time when he was just, is it right here? I forget. Let's see.
Not the start.
Oh, poor guy.
Man, everything tall, man. Come on.
No, I
know. I know, but I mean, it's not like we haven't done it around here, too.
Yes.
And we've certainly played those clips enough, so I thought that was kind of funny.
And Ragnow do a press conference?
No, he just announced it on social media.
Yeah, I guess that's the way you got to do it.
Yeah, I suppose so. And then I don't know.
Yeah, but you know, Andrews, what, played 10 years, I think, with the Patriots?
He did. So a couple of Super Bowls, I believe. A
couple of Super Bowls, and then unfortunately, the down times.
And then, no.
I'm sorry, it'll never get old.
Not the start. Right, and then, no. Not the start. And then, no.
All right, here we go.
Oh, two big guys break it down right there.
Yeah. There you go. Moment of the day. You know what I was thinking, and it just hit me. Did he write down, because he starts with, I had to write this down so I could get through it. And then he's like, and the start?
Yeah.
And then he pauses us. Like, did he write, here's where you're going to start?
Yeah, yeah.
He might have done that.
He pulled a CeeLo and moving right along.
It's like the Joey Waller once when he was doing Act mouthwash, and he read the instructions on the thing. He goes, Act is pronounced as a word, not letters.
Those things can happen.
So stupid, but so funny.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So this happens too many times on social media where an athlete will have a bad moment in a game and then you find out that there's death threats to that particular person. And, you know, it's a fine line because most of the time the people that are saying that should not be taken seriously because they're complete losers who don't believe it. Most of the time.
Can't take anything for granted.
Right.
Not these days.
Most of the time. Right? It's just people say it's the worst thing. No one's really trying to do that. At least, I mean, it hasn't happened, right, ever. So you don't want it to happen. But I do think that there are times that things need to be investigated. And I guess this one guy went way too far with Lance McCullers. And they investigated. Police investigated and identified the person. And it was an overseas sports bettor, shocking, who did express remorse and asked police to pass along an apology to McCullers and his family.
I'm sorry.
And he said he was drunk and losing his bet.
Yeah, well.
Which is exactly what every one of these other jerks do.
What would have happened had this guy been in the United States, though? He would have had to have been arrested. You have to.
Yeah, I mean, if they identified him, then sure. Yeah.
I think you have to make an example out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
but then again, you know, who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Yeah, don't you remember the days when guys would just scream in your face, Boomer, you suck?
I like that better. At least, yeah. The guy, like, at least I knew who he was.
Right. Oh, those were the glory days, huh? Yeah. Back in the day when people would scream, you suck, in the crowds. But anyway, yeah. But this was an interesting one to me because very rarely do you see these things actually get investigated and they find the person and the person responds. So,
you know, I don't really think it's all that hard to find people anymore. I mean, that there are going to be a lot of these different bot things that are going to be out there. And I guess with the continuing growth of AI, there's going to be more and more stuff out there that you're going to have a hard time feeling or finding whether or not it's real or not.
Yeah. Right, which is, of course, I mean, you were just talking to Izzo about his bad tiki.
Yes.
You know, and then, of course, they have to do the long disclaimer before and after because some of the voices sound so accurate.
And the bad tiki that he came up with last week was terrific. It was really entertaining.
Yeah, I think
that was the one where Evan had to do all the reads because he had a bunch of friends.
Yeah, right. He had Aaron Rodgers, right, and then Negative Tommy. I think I heard this one.
It's kind of, yeah, you did hear it because it went on for a little bit. And I actually thought it was very smartly done. But, of course, you know, Evan has to follow up with the disclaimer.
Yeah, but I think because this was, no, this was last week. I don't even remember where the hell I was. This wasn't kickoff to summer this past Friday.
I think it was, because I did hear that one. And I remember I was sitting in the parking lot in the pouring rain when it was on.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah. So, I did hear that one.
It was Thursday when we were driving down. That's when it was.
Okay. There we go.
We were supposed to play golf that day, and we did not.
Yeah. So, that's where I heard it. But, yeah. So, he's got all the voices in there. You know, the Aaron Rodgers one is very, very accurate. When that one comes on, I'm like, wow. That really sounds like him. The Juan Soto one's pretty accurate, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all pretty accurate because they've got, you know.
The funny thing is the interaction in between them and what they're discussing. That's what makes it funny. And
yeah.
Then, of course, Tiki's angry at everybody.
Well, bad Tiki is
bad
angry.
Bad Tiki, not real Tiki.
Bad Tiki is angry at everybody. Yeah, I mean, the AI stuff is, as you said the other day, is going to hit us like a sledgehammer.
It already is, but yeah. Just think about a year from now or 2 years from now, or let alone 5 years from now, what it's going to be like.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there's got to be some sort of, like, now it's the Wild West. I mean, there's got to be some sort of, I don't even know if it's legislation to say that this is real or not real.
Well, between the AI, the robots, I how many jobs are going to be lost? How many people are going to be looking for other things to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was like one of the things that SAG-AFTRA strike was going on. One of the big things that they were trying to...
Voiceovers?
Yeah, voiceovers.
Yeah, voices. So you have voiceovers. You have driverless cars now. You're going to have robots basically doing surgery. If they aren't already, there's already robotic surgery.
Yeah. It's just without a doctor back there with the thing?
I remember
the 600-pound life of Dr. Nozard in there when he would do the... Which those guys got to be out of business now with the weight loss drugs, I would imagine, right? People who are doing the weight loss surgeries are probably not getting nearly as many. But he would put his hands in these robot things, and then the robots would act as his hands, but he would be back there doing it. You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, but not anymore. Now it's all going to be, you know, directed from a computer. I will also say that, you know, even like Stan Kroenke is building a world-class AI studio to be able to shoot movies through AI.
Really?
Yes. And, you know, that's happening. And I would also think that if you have, you have two kids, my daughter has four kids, thinking about, okay, what are they going to be doing to be successful in 25 years? You better get into engineering. you better get into something that along those, you know, that world.
Well, will the LPGA still exist in 25 years?
Yeah, because that's what I'm pushing for at this juncture. No, I mean, I know. I mean, it's hard to project. You just want them to do well in school and all that stuff. You know what's a big thing on TMZ Sports is the exes of athletes now. The new thing is because if it's a slow day, TMZ Sports will go to the exes of famous athletes because they know they'll talk because they still want publicity because they're no longer with the athlete. And the queen of this is Josh Allen's ex, who is every time I open up TMZ Sports, Josh Allen's ex, you say I do, I say cold brew, appears unbothered by Steinfeld-Allen wedding in New York City. And there she is, just happened to be photoed outside of, I guess, maybe she should be leaving a Dunkin', but with her iced coffee. And then there's another picture of her just happens to be in the street eating a slice of pizza looking very, very attractive.
Like, I'm sure she has a PR person that's booking things, of course.
The other big one is Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriend. Oh, she's there out there a lot.
Y'all, this is her time. This is her 15 minutes.
But this new girl you're mentioning, she's getting a lot more play, the former Josh Allen girlfriend.
Yeah. I even just saw one, Rudy Gobert's ex. Rudy Gobert's ex. Man, you guys are really slumming it. My goodness. Here it is. Rudy Gobert's ex seemingly shades NBA star. Quote, I could destroy your image. Wow. My goodness. I tell you. But yeah, this Josh Allen ex, I mean, I'm going to have to start following her now. I mean, she's everywhere. Now I think I'm into it. I think I got to start paying attention to her. And she's here in New York eating pizza and drinking cold brew. Oh, man. My goodness. Out there on the market.
I feel sorry for the next guy.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it'll be Zach Wilson's ex.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.